This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 18th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. If you've ever wondered how in the world the major airlines can sell their tickets so cheap and still turn a profit, well, it turns out they can't. On Thursday, both Continental and American announced big first quarter losses and plans to stem the red ink by scaling back capacity and grounding their least efficient aircraft. The Dallas Morning News reports American posted a $328 million loss for the first quarter. That's its worst first quarter since 2003. In last year's first quarter, American registered an $81 million profit. The airline says it will cut capacity 1.4% for the year, mostly on domestic routes, in favor of more profitable international flights. It's only 2 months ago that American said it planned to increase capacity 0.2%, another sign that fuel cost increases have caught the airlines off guard. Continental reported a first quarter net loss of $80 million, which would have been $85 million if the airline hadn't made $5 million on the sale of aircraft. If you're a congressman, senator, or union boss planning to fight industry consolidation, good luck. Last week, industry analysts suggested an FAA crackdown that resulted in thousands of canceled flights and hundreds of thousands of stranded passengers had more to do with FAA face-saving than legitimate safety concerns. Yesterday, acting FAA Administrator Robert Sturgill was forced to answer similar questions from the Senate Subcommittee on Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development. The Seattle Times reports that Washington State Democrat Senator Patty Murray, who chairs the subcommittee, lectured Sturgill, quote, "We need an FAA that actually fixes problems as they are found, rather than one that rushes into a public relations campaign to assure everyone that there isn't a problem," unquote. The FAA says it now has a new reporting system in which inspectors will be freer to voice concerns and says it will strengthen ethics policies to avoid conflicts of interest. Given his priorities in Washington, you might forgive Bobby Sturgill for blowing off a town meeting called by furious Connecticut residents planning to sue the FAA over its new Northeast airspace plan. But the citizens of those communities were not as charitable. Sturgill was invited to be a guest at Monday night's meeting in Greenwich, Connecticut. It was in no way an FAA public hearing. Still, the Greenwich Post reports the perceived snub further inflamed area lawmakers representing the region around Fairfield County, which would see increased flyovers by airliners under the new airspace plan. The protesters come from a dozen towns in Connecticut and upstate New York and call themselves the Alliance for Sensible Airspace Planning. The FAA announced last September the 120 public hearings it had already held on the issue were as far as it could go to accommodate the NIMBYs. The FAA scheduled the airspace changes to take effect in January of 2009. USA Today is reporting that more bodies were found Thursday beneath an airliner that crashed Tuesday into a residential neighborhood in eastern Congo. The official death toll in the town of Goma now stands at 44, with 146 known injured. National Assembly President Vital Kamerhe led a government visit to the crash site. He told reporters afterward more bodies will be recovered, quote, "especially those of brickmakers who were at a building site that is now totally buried under the plane," unquote. Both black boxes have been recovered for analysis from the wreckage of the DC-9. International aviation regulators blame deep corruption and slipshod maintenance for the Congo's dubious distinction of leading the African continent in airline crashes since 1945. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you about these stories. Landsberg to Ross Anchor. We're already on it. Six contrabandistas pull off a brazen plane theft in Baja. And thousands of warbirds spend their final days in the sun. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today you'll hear my conversation with EAA's Tom Poberesny from Lakeland. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.